This is Satan, and I've endorsed Assassin number 12.
Assassin.
School's out! Hey, what's up, minions and minettes? It's 6666. Actually, we've got about 15 minutes before it hits the midnight hour, the witching hour.
About the time you get this, it'll be June 13th.
Yeah. But nonetheless, we are recording this at the devil's hour. And we have a little guest in the background. We don't know if she's going to talk because she's having some problems.
I'll talk.
But, Larkin. It's Larkin.
From Mom, You're Ruining Our
Fort.
I also match this holiday.
A podcast we support.
It's also my roommate.
Yes. His roommate.
Hey, I match this holiday.
What do you match? How do you match? Oh, right. You have the 666 piercing.
Larkin has a 666 tattooed on her lower lip on the inside, which is pretty insane. But yeah, so welcome to our Satan cast.
I'm sure my mom would be very proud.
Oh, yes, of course.
I have a Satan tattoo, too.
What up? Oh, yes, she does as well. Larkin has a devil tattoo. But yeah, so as a Catholic, I probably shouldn't be doing this, but what the hell, you know?
Because you're so adamant about that.
But yeah, so we have some great bands tonight to give you guys and some spookiness. So I guess we'll start off with... talking about, there's a place near Siler City in North Carolina. It's called the Devil's Trampin' Ground. And it's a, I guess it's about a 40-foot circle, they say, where nothing can grow. And it's apparently where Satan goes at night to sort of
plan his evil.
And he literally paces like a father waiting for a pregnant child. You know, fathers, like, in the old hospital dramas, like, fathers would pace back and forth with their hands behind their back, like, smoking cigarettes, like...
In the hospital?
Yeah, but...
Fix the oxygen tank, I presume.
This was in the 50s. But so it's this 40-foot circle. If you place something there inside of the circle...
On the path.
On the path.
It's like a ring.
Yeah. If you place something within the ring and leave it there and then come back, it will be moved. Because Satan's like, get this shit out of my way, dog. I got shit to plan. I got a heaven to take over.
So it's been dubbed the Devil's Tramping Ground since the 1800s, which is quite impressive.
Yeah, and a lot of... Sort of now it's become like a place for teenagers to go on, you know, Halloween
weed.
Or whatnot, and smoke weed and be scared and,
you know, you get scared anyway when you're
shit their proverbial pants. So Daniel and I had a plan to take a trip to the Devil's Tramping Ground, but...
We're going to have to do it tomorrow during the daylight.
Yeah, we're going to have to do it during the daytime, which won't be quite
are
as
still
horrifying.
Going?
I think
Yeah,
I think that's the plan.
Too.
So I was going to ask, we have some show notes here. I'll reveal that. That's fine. Because I'm a fucker.
Yeah.
What up, fuckers? Buy some chuckers, fuckers.
We try to have a sort of a plan before we start these things, but you know, we just go with the flow.
But let's talk about scary experiences, like with the supernatural. Like, have you? I know you and Larkin, but I haven't had
we
some.
We live with the supernatural.
Yeah. I grew up in a funeral home, so I had enough scary experiences with the dead, let alone the undead. So. But I grew up around coffins and organs, and organs being like the organs you play when someone dies. But so that's actually pretty creepy within itself. But do you guys have any stories about supernatural phenomena that you'd like to discuss?
Well, we live here. You've seen it.
Yes,
here for the seance.
Daniel, we had a seance here at Daniel and Larkin's apartment, and we contacted some people, and I don't know, it seemed to work.
Yeah, Neil doesn't believe in ghosts and
Neil
stuff.
Saw the thing.
Yeah, I'm not as strong a believer in the afterlife and all of that.
I don't believe in the afterlife.
As certain people are. But I did, however, I was just, like, you know, like when you get that feeling like something's there? Like, I felt like something was in the corner. And Daniel's sort of like a medium in a way, like he understands this stuff. And I was like, I just asked him, I was like, Daniel, is there something in the corner?
And I immediately go, shit.
Yeah, because Daniel knew something was in the corner.
And then I got scared.
Yeah, because it was kind of fucked up.
Because in my head, I was just ignoring it because it seemed scary. But then it was pretty cool once it came over and approached me. Yeah.
But
which I'm sure you think
that is a bird.
And Larkin, your house
is terrifying.
It's terribly haunted.
It's so scary.
And you live next to that mill. It's an old Civil War.
Yeah, the mill made morphine during the Civil War, and my house was like a hospital.
Yeah.
And one of the generals like lived there or something.
So there's a lot of Civil War ghosts living out, camping out.
Especially in my room.
Yeah, Larkin's room's weird.
Brother versus brother.
Daniel saw weird stuff in my room.
Yeah, I couldn't sleep very well in Larkin's room because like, I thought her brothers had come into the room while we were trying to sleep to try to play a joke on us, but apparently they weren't in the room. And I just kept feeling like someone was walking around, and, then I looked down, there looked like there was a hand sitting on the pillow next to me, but it wasn't my hand or Larkin's hand, so I was just kind of like, ugh.
I hear marbles rolling around.
It was either a ghost's hand or my hand right before I molested him in his sleep.
Yeah.
Who knows, though?
You got scared sleeping in my parlor.
Yeah, I did. I did. I actually, Larkin had a big party, and it was really fun, and I fell asleep in her parlor, which is already freaky enough, because there's, like, all these old books and paintings, and it's full of, like, history, and it's dusty, and I felt like I was sleeping in, like, some house from Silent Hill, and I actually was woken up a couple of times in the night by weird, weird noises, and it made me pee pants uncomfortable. But,
and then peacock.
Yeah, and she also, Larkin owns like a zoo. She owns like peacocks and emus and horses
bunnies.
And cats and turkeys and bunnies.
Unicorns and dinosaurs.
Yeah. But, but Daniel, do you have any like scary experiences from your childhood that you could relate? Like,
for me, like, ghosts aren't really scary, they're just strange. I don't know. Like, I've told you like the different stories and stuff about. My sister bought this ranch in South Carolina, and it's like a mini ranch, and it had like a vineyard on it, and a lot of pasture land. They didn't have any animals or anything.
Oh.
And they had like a large red. It had a large red barn there, and there was an apartment connected to the barn. For they also rented out separately, I think, when other people used to own it. So my sister just bought this like ranch house, all this stuff, and the land, you could tell like. The people who had owned it before or whatever lived there were connected to it. Like, I said like that since.
Pardon.
And, when I went to sleep one night in the living room, I kept feeling like the grandmotherly presence that was once connected to the place was still there.
Did she smell like Vicks VapoRub?
No.
I'm just wondering, because my grandpa always smelled like Vicks VapoRub.
But I kept, like, trying to, like, talk to her kind of, you know, telepathically, because you can do that with ghosts. And, which sounds like bullshit, because, you know... I'm talking about stuff that isn't tangible. But, so the only vision I got of her was just sort of, like, her in a flowing white dress, which whenever I, like, see ghosts, they always seem to be flowing or whatever.
Nice day for
it's probably just, like,
white wedding.
Or just my own, like, visual, like, interpretation of my brain, like, picking out the spirits, but anyway,
Daniel's much more interconnected with the spirit world than I am, because
me.
I'm definitely more connected with the,
beer world.
Blacking out from drinking world. Which doesn't really exist because it's just a blackout. And then I wake up and there's like a dead goat and a whiskey bottle and I'm like, what happened?
You fucked it to death.
Perhaps I did. Perhaps I did.
So yeah, all I could tell was that this woman felt like she was trying to make herself big and, you know, imposing upon the place so we'd feel unwelcome. But I went to sleep on the couch anyway. But when I woke up, it was a few hours later, and the reason I woke up was because the table that was behind me lifted up and flew across the room, and the table smashed down, and all the pictures and lamps and stuff that my sister had put on the table went flying against the walls, and they were pictures, you know, of my sister's, like, family, like my nieces and her husband, and then they all hear the loud noise and come running in and be like, what's going on? And I'm like, the ghost. That's all I can say. Because I'm not, like, you know, the table flew across the room. I didn't do it. The ghost did it. The ghost didn't like it being there in the end.
I actually have a story I could relate. The only person I told this to was my sister. This is pretty weird. Because, you know, as I said before, I grew up in my grandfather's funeral home in Pennsylvania, in a small town in Pennsylvania. And it was definitely strange. Upstairs was, like, a sort of large apartment area. And then downstairs was where the... like, mortician's office was, where my grandma would put makeup on the corpses, and, you know, they would do all of that sort of business. And no, it was nothing like 6 Feet Under, if you're asking. It wasn't. There was nothing like that.
I love that show.
But I slept, my grandfather was a hunter, and so the room I slept in when I was a child was my grandfather's like old hunting room, and I slept in this big old bed by myself, and I was surrounded by all of these like decapitated deer heads and horse heads and all sorts of crazy shit and chicken heads and all of his hunting gear, and it was very creepy and dusty, and the light didn't come into properly into the room, so it was even worse. But it's one night I just fell, I fell asleep, and I always had nightmares as a kid, I still do, but I was asleep one night and I was having a really bad nightmare, and this is actually after my grandfather had passed away, and the funeral home had been passed on to my uncle Denny, and I was asleep upstairs in the big bed, and I had this really horrible nightmare that I was taken down to some, I don't know if it was hell or whatever, but I was taken down somewhere, and I woke up, and I was asleep on the living room couch downstairs when I woke up, and to this day, like, you know, like, I think my interpretation of it was I sleptwalked downstairs, which I did sleepwalk as a child, so that seems a rational explanation for me, but because my family actually has some sort of, like, you know, mystical beliefs, like, my mother especially, so my mother thinks she's a psychic. But, so they thought that I had actually, like, literally, like, transubstantiated through the floor onto the couch downstairs, like, because of this dream, but I highly doubt it, but, yeah, so that's sort of a spooky thing. But I think we should rock our first band. In this band, on the celebration of 666, what's up, Satan? We love you. Holler back, yo. It's a old, not, well, they're still around. But they're really big back in the day. Their name is Mephiscopheles. I've seen them live a couple of times. They're always great. The lead singer's name is the Grand Invidious. And they're really, really crazy and awesome. And this song is called The Demon Weed. And if you want to go to their website, it's www.mephiscopheles.com. And Mephiscopheles is spelled M-E-P-H-I-S-K-A-P-H-E-L-E-S. And they're wonderful and horrific, and I hope you enjoy this song. It's called Demon Weed, and here we go. Skank it up, y'all. Thank you.
your head above your grave. Look down and find the sea, and thank the Lord for the gifts he gave, the hatred and the greed. Ain't it funny who denies me what their blood so does supply?
Ghost story to tell. When I went to my first college, which was a Praise Jesus college, our fine arts building, which
Lord have mercy, praise Jesus.
Fine arts building, we referred to, we referred to King College in Tennessee. Tennessee, Virginia, and Bristol.
Tennessee.
So the fine arts building was haunted, and anyone who does theater or medium stuff there knows about it. Because, like...
Of course they'd haunt the theater geeks.
Yeah, the fab building, fine arts building, but, anyway, so, like, when we'd be working on, like, set design stuff and doing projects, you know, like, after midnight and, you know, harassing and bribing the, security guards, let's say, past time when they had to lock up everything. Nice. And they're like, we'll take everything, let's let us stay, because we have to finish this, you know, deadlines and all that stuff, and they'd be like, alright, fine, so... We'd be working, like, really late at night. And all of a sudden you would hear, like, footsteps upstairs, and it sounded like bodies falling down the staircases, and it was just, like, really loud and scary, and sometimes you'd hear, like, a really loud boom, and, like, seriously, it would sound like someone threw a body down the staircases, and it was all wooden, you know, all old and, like, echoey, and, like, you'd be like, did you hear that? Like, shut up. Everyone's just like, ignore it, it'll go away.
That's my theory about this.
And, but the haunted part mostly was downstairs in the basement where we stored all the stuff. And, like, some days, you know, we'd have to go downstairs and...
I love basements.
I think they're terrifying.
I think they're great.
We'd have to get some old flats and stuff and get some extra wood and everything just to build some more pieces. And, one day I was downstairs with this guy, so I was already full of, like, negative energy, being, like, this douchebag will not shut up. And we were, carrying some stuff around, and I went into one of, like, the back corridors of the basement... And he was in, like, one of the open areas, and I was walking back with something. I passed this table where they had a bunch of chairs stacked up on it. And all of a sudden, as I was walking by, one of the chairs that was stacked up on the table, like, flew off and flew into the hit me in the back. And,
that ghost did not like your ass, man.
And it just, like, the chair flew into me and hit me, and I was
like... ghost was like, get the fuck out, bitch!
And, like, the guy I was with was immediately like, did a ghost get you? And I was like... My reaction was like, yeah, don't worry about it. I just picked up the chair calmly and I set it back. I was like, whatever, I don't care. And that's what ghosts do. But I was like, it was a very, like, interesting thing. It's like to have, when stuff moves and flies around.
I've never had the experience to see any of that.
I have a ghost story.
Okay. Okay, get a little closer.
Okay, first I'd just like to say that I think the only use of basement is if you have a vampire boyfriend and he can't sleep.
Lurkin loves vampires, by the way. We're just going to clear that shit up.
In the day, and so you have to put them in the basement. But, I was in Ireland when I was 16 for a spring break with my mom and my sister and her former best friend, Beth, who's
Faith and Begora.
Who's a cunt, and her daughter, Megan, who joined a sorority. But, so did my sister, so I guess that's fun. We were in this old manor that was supposedly haunted. One of the rooms was haunted, and somebody had been killed there or something. And I really didn't want to sleep with my mom and my sister in the same room because they both snore. And so the people were like, well, we'll give you this room and you can just sleep in it for free since there are three of you in it, so I'm fair to make you stay in the same bedroom. So they took me into this room that was pink with twin beds, and I got a really creepy feeling, and I was like, no, dude, there's no way. I'll sleep with my mom. And so I slept on a cot in my mom's room instead of sleeping in the room that creeped me out. And then the next day, over breakfast, the man of the house told me that that was the haunted room.
It's creepy. So I have to say, I'd like to talk a minute about good horror movies. What did we watch together, Larkin? What was the zombie movie?
Oh, Wild Zero.
No, Wild Zero is a great movie because it stars Guitar Wolf.
Yeah, it's
and that's
awesome.
That's a great zombie movie. But what was the other one? Was it Land of the Dead? Remember we watched that one Romero movie. It was the newest one.
Oh, yeah, it was Land of the Dead. It's so good.
Land of the Dead is fucking amazing.
I saw it opening night.
That's absolutely bad. Dennis Hopper's in it. It's fucking... It's everything you would ever want in a zombie movie. Like, you feel for the zombies, but also, like there's one...
Well,
there's
Day of the Dead is my favorite zombie movie.
But I'm saying there's so much good violence in...
There is.
Because, like, the guy gets his, like, fucking whole top of his head torn off. Like, the guy gets his tongue torn out. Like...
They crack a hand open.
Yeah, they crack a hand. It's so gory. It's amazing.
I love it.
Very, very good horror movie.
And I personally hate zombie movies. I think they're stupid.
And I live on them.
See, and that's the thing. Is like, our zombie movies, in a way, are supposed to be ironic. That's sort of the give and take there. But what are some other horror movies?
When I watch horror movies, I want to watch them because, like, they're engaging for me. Like, Neil...
You're all intellectual.
Well, Neil got scared to piss about the exorcism of Emily Rose.
I don't give a fuck. That movie scared the shit out of me.
So did I, man.
I hated it because I was like...
I was about to fucking go into confession when I saw that fucking movie.
I was laughing a lot and, like...
Bitch, that scene where the bitch was fucking in the barn and she was like, I was there with Nero, I was there with blah, blah, blah. I was like, holy shit, goddamn.
Because possession does happen. It doesn't have anything to do with religion.
Yeah, it's a psychological effect. Like,
but that's why I like religious horror movies. The best because they don't scare me so much because I can just be like, okay, this isn't real.
Well, I'll tell you another horror movie that's scary is The Rainbow and the Snake? It's about voodoo. It has Jeff. He's one of those shitty actors.
Goldblum.
No, it's not Goldblum. But yeah, The Rainbow and the Snake's pretty fucking scary.
Audition.
Audition's just...
The scariest movie ever.
I've only seen parts of it, I haven't seen the whole thing, but I just...
Well, Larkin and I have both seen the end of Audition. That's the most brutal fucking movie I've ever seen.
For me, I also think that gory movies shouldn't be considered horror movies, because they're just there to...
Well, this shit is horrible. It's horrific.
What about Misery? Misery's good.
Misery's good. I like
my
Misery.
My favorite horror movie is The Omen. The remake looks so much better, too, and I'm pissed off.
Really?
Because I hate it when remakes look
I think
better.
The remake looks not as good.
I do like Julia Stiles. I liked her since I was 14, and she told Seventeen magazine that her favorite artist was Ani DiFranco.
You know what's funny about The Omen? You know who's starring also in The Omen?
Yeah.
Is Mia Farrow, who was in my favorite horror movie,
Rosemary's
Baby.
Yeah, I really like Rosemary's Baby.
And she was the voice of the last unicorn.
You got to throw in a unicorn somewhere here, folks. Yeah, I don't know. Rosemary's Baby is definitely my favorite horror movie because it doesn't ever really... You never see anything really terrible.
It's so good.
But, like, the vibe of the movie makes you feel fucking horrible.
Oh,
like,
no, wait. Do you know what I think is the scariest horror movie?
What's that?
Children of the Corn. It's so scary.
I don't think it's the scariest, but it's very scary. Was Christopher Reeves in that?
Linda Hamilton was. I insulted her to her face.
Really? What the fuck was that about?
Because I met her at a play because she's, like, best friends with the lady that owns our cultural center, so she's in Lincolnton a lot, and I didn't know who she was, and I went up to her, and my friend Teresa was like, Larkin, this is Linda Hamilton. I was like, okay. I was, like, 13 and, like, 5'9", and she was, like, at my chin and really wrinkly and old, and I was like...
But she's, like, she was in T2. She's
yeah,
got
I know,
beefy... I'm surprised
like,
she didn't beat your
no,
ass
but
in
listen,
the spot.
Listen. And Teresa was like... Larkin, have you seen The Terminator? And I was like, no, I don't watch crap like that.
Dude, T2 had, like fucking, like, Guns N' Roses on it. It had, like, Eddie Furlong ripping shit out from ATMs. That shit was badass.
She's been on Dates with My Uncle Trey. He acts like Jack Nicholson.
Well, Jack Nicholson was in a great one.
The
Shining. The motherfucking Shining.
Jack Nicholson
with Scatman Carruthers, who's awesome.
I like Stanley Kubrick.
And that really, really scary movie, Term 17. Was that the movie?
I'm
just kidding.
Okay.
But,
alright.
You know what movie scared me a lot when I was a kid?
What's that?
The Blob.
Willow.
Willow?
Willow!
Well,
Willow.
When they turn into pigs, that shit's fucked up, dude.
I saw,
yeah, but were you in love with Mad Mardigan?
Well, I love Willow.
I wanted
now,
to be Mad Mardigan.
I know, I wanted to marry him.
The first time I saw Willow, my brother was watching it upstairs in my grandfather's upstairs, creepy upstairs room.
What happened to you, Val Kilmer? What the fuck happened?
And,
the island of Dr. Moreau? Come on, man.
But yeah, like, when they all turn into pigs, I was just, like,
cool,
scared to piss at some
fuck
people.
That. It was shitty as hell.
I was just scared some sorceress was going to come turn into a pig.
But think about the brownies. Like, stupid Dakini, I stole the baby from you while you were taking a pee-pee.
Well, now I think it's funny, because I'm always going to be like, Willow.
Willow.
Chalindrin.
Also, Chucky. That
oh,
shit.
Yeah, that's scary. Shit. It scared me in Poltergeist 2 when the doll came along.
I wanted to be friends with Chucky.
See, the thing is, I had a My Buddy doll when I was a kid, and yeah, my buddy was my best friend, whatever, and then, like, when I saw Chucky, I think that's when I started hating my buddy.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because, like...
Well, then
you're,
so
but the thing
scary.
Is, your mom re-owned the My Buddy doll. Yeah, she's like, my buddy's my friend.
Yeah, the thing is that, like, my mom would catch me being like, I hate my buddy. My buddy sucks.
Like, Daniel would be hitting my buddy in the face.
I'd be beating up my buddy in my room and, like, throwing him against the walls. And she's like, don't be mean to my buddy. He's my friend. And my mom was like, fine, you can have him. I don't want him anymore. And so my mom was like, I love my buddy. Like, and would take my buddy to her room and, like... You know, keep her in her bedroom and take care of her and take care of him. And then, like, I'd walk into her room and be like, fuck you, my buddy. And, like...
My buddy.
Don't sing it.
My buddy and me.
But Val Kilmer's in Tombstone, that's a great movie.
But that's getting off track, though. We're talking about horror here.
There are guns.
But, yeah, no, Daniel and I took a trip to Chapel Hill this weekend to see our friend Jess. We had a great fucking time making a campfire.
I love Jess.
But, yeah, it was fucking awesome.
Jess is awesome.
Holler out to Jess and Holly. That was really fun. Thanks so much, guys, for having us.
Yeah, and Clarice.
Cool. I said Clarice off when she threw up.
Clarice was hilarious. Daniel and I were on our way back, and we wanted to stop by J&R Warehouse, which is just this big, stupid warehouse.
My God, why do you always want to stop there when we're driving back?
Because it's hilarious.
Chapel Hill.
Because they sell, like, cigars and porcelain dolls and poop and shoes.
I was really in the mood to go to, like, a flea market place, and J&R looks like a place that would have, like, the flea market.
This is the thing, we saw the billboard sign, and it was like... We have porcelain dolls. And, like, nothing is scarier to Daniel and I than fucking porcelain dolls.
Nothing's
scarier like,
to anyone.
We were like, F that, man.
What about the porcelain doll factory on Lee Street?
Oh, fuck that. I'm going to burn that place to the ground.
Seriously.
Not really, but I might. But then we tried to find
tried
it.
To go there?
Well, you tell this
okay,
part, man.
So
it was fucked up.
All these billboards in there for, like, 5 miles, like, exit 143, exit 143, JR outlets, warehouses, stuff is cheap.
PBR? And we were going nuts. I have my PBRs are right under here. Oh. I got a secret stash.
But, and I'm drinking Purple Haze. But anyway, so, like, I see the thing. See one exit 143, and I pull off, and I was, like, impulsively going. Then as we're pulling off the exit ramp, there are no signs that tell you which way to go to find JR. So,
Despite all those fucking billboards?
Yeah, despite
the south of the border-esque billboards.
So I went
which if you don't live down here, you don't understand.
So, like, by default, if you don't know where to go, go right, because it's easier to turn right.
Yeah.
So, I took a right, and went for, like, a mile, and there was nothing going on. And I was like, okay, I'm going to turn around, and I bet it's a fucking shack when I get there.
We found a fuck, and we did.
But then I turned around, and we went straight, and then all of a sudden look over to, like, the left side of the road, and there's this tiny, like, shack building.
And
that
it
says
said
J&R
right above it. But and it we were like, what the fuck?
But it looked like it had been boxed up, like, since...
For
you know,
years.
Like the LA riots or something.
Yeah, like it looked like it had been condemned for years.
And so we were like, fuck that. And I was like, there's got to be, like, a real place there.
And we get back on the highway.
But we get back on the highway, we're like, fuck it, whatever. We're not going to JR ever.
Place.
We hate it.
No, this is the thing.
But as soon as we get back on the interstate and we go about, you know, 10 seconds, bam.
There's an enormous fucking warehouse where the shack used to be.
Yeah, like, next to, like, and Neil was joking me, like, maybe it's, like, the ghost ship in, like, Mario World.
In Mario 3, you know how, like, the ghost ship, if you lose in the ghost ship, like, it flies to a different location? It was like that. We were like, okay, where the fuck did this giant warehouse come from? It was a shack a second ago.
And now it's like, no, it's a huge warehouse, and we couldn't find it on the road it said to get on.
And we were both furious
and then we
got
back on the interstate.
Confused.
We got back on the interstate, and there's this huge warehouse you can look at from the interstate, and you're like, fuck this. Fuck JR. We're never going back again.
Yeah, we were furious and a little bit scared, but...
And upset.
I think we should rock our next track now.
This is Izzy Voodoo.
Izzy Voodoo.
The PodSafe Music Network.
PodSafe Music Network. And,
she's from the UK.
She's great, and it's, her website is just www.izzyvoodoo.com, which is spelled IZZIEVOODOO.com. And she does some really cool stuff, and I'm glad Daniel found her.
And the song is called Pyromania.
Like the Def Leppard album.
Here you go.
Rock!
Then till it comes, and then away. Gasoline, run the station, watch the trail to the sun. 20 seconds, then it's over.
Neil, you know what we forget to do?
What did we forget to do?
We were in Chapel Hill, and we didn't go to the castle.
We didn't. There's a haunted castle in Chapel Hill, where a lover was killed on a rock in front of the castle.
Yeah. And the rock is bloodstained to this day.
Yeah, to this day there's blood on the rock.
The legend has it that the body's actually buried beneath the rock.
Yeah. And I can't believe we fucking didn't do that.
I know.
Well, we did do 5 shots of rum apiece and drink 6 beers and a lot of other bullshit.
Other shit.
I'm not bragging, but we were fucked up.
And then I got 4 hours of sleep. So.
Yeah.
You know what we should have listened to is Haunted by Poe, because it's all about House of Leaves.
No, I actually have that album on my iTunes.
So good. But House of Leaves.
If you haven't ever read
scary.
It's by Mark Daniel.
Don't read it. It'll give you nightmares for weeks.
I think you should read it. It's by Mark Danielewski, and it's called House of Leaves, and it's pretty fucking frightening.
It's the scariest thing ever.
I had a couple nightmares about it.
I had nightmares for 2 weeks straight.
Cool. I want to read it.
Also, let's go down the...
Instead of, listening to Poe's Haunted, we should be listening to Phantomas' Delirium Corda.
Yeah. We should be listening to the director's cut by them, because they have, Ave Satani and,
Well, the thing about Delirium Corda is that the whole album is just one song long.
Well, the cool thing about director's...
But it sounds like you're going through hell.
Well, so the cool, is Celebrity the cool, Skin by Hole. I guess that also sounds like you're going through
hell. The cool thing about the director's cut is they cover horror movie theme songs.
Yeah, like Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah, which is more macabre, if you're ever interested in that.
You know.
I have had all the Phantomas and stuff on my computer.
Daniel and I love Phantomas.
A lot of Tiger Army and AFI would also be.
Did you see them live?
Yeah, the first time I found out about them and fell in love with them was seeing them live.
I saw Mr. Bungle live, which is Mike Patton, who essentially is the headpiece of those bands.
But seeing Phantomas live is an amazing thing, because all the instruments they use to make all the noises, and some of them they've invented themselves, it seems like.
And it's the drummer from Slayer. Rain and blood, motherfuckers!
Let's give a shout out to Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle, what's up? If you're listening, dude, fucking Slayer.
Out in Portland. Is that right?
Yeah.
Portland.
Out in badass Portland.
It's awesome. It's a heavy metal town.
So,
it's a skinhead town.
Let's see. What were we going to talk about?
Our phobias.
The wheelchairs.
Do you want me? Well, let's talk about wheelchairs real quick. So, there's an abandoned
school,
handicap school, right next to...
We didn't know it was handicap.
We didn't either. Yeah, we didn't know. It's right next to our apartments, though. And
it has this wooden sign that's, wood burnt and all creepy. It looks like a horror scene sign. When you look at the sign and the school that's abandoned, it's really creepy anyway.
Yeah. And, so we decided one night that we were gonna break in and
Daniel and Mariah wouldn't go.
Yeah. So me and Larkin went.
Well, I went, but I wasn't gonna break it into.
But so I broke the window open with my arm.
With my shirt.
Yeah, I put a shirt over my arm and broke the window. I reached in, unlocked it. We went in immediately fucking creepy. Because there was a room filled with 60 fucking or more wheelchairs.
And then the next room.
And various handicap devices.
Torture equipment. We have one in my room
It looks like, it all looked like torture equipment from the 1950s.
We can't figure out the one in my room.
Yeah. But it was very frightening, and Larkin and I didn't have a flashlight. We had my lighter. Like, and that was it. And the school went on forever. And there was, creepy graffiti everywhere. It was completely dark and dusty. It was essentially, like, playing, like, a Silent Hill game. Or, like, Resident Evil. And so, like, because my lighter was going out every 2 seconds because, like, if I held onto it too long, it would burn my hand. But, like, funny enough, like, Larkin and I were so drunk, we weren't scared at all. Had I been sober, I would have been fucking shitting myself.
Yeah,
the thing about when they went into the door, like, Neil opened the door, and I didn't know, like, he had broken the window to get into it. I was like, well, how did you open the door? And then I walked around, they went inside, and I walked around the building being like, well, maybe there's a door that's just open. And I walked around to, like, this back part of the school that was completely dark, and it seemed connected to the part of the, like, the building they went into, because it's different buildings at this school. And I found the door, and since I touched it, it unlocked. And I pulled it, and it would open, like, halfway and then kind of pull itself shut. And then it was kind of stuck, but then there wasn't anything that was holding it shut, and I couldn't figure out why it was stuck shut. So I didn't bother, like, going
in. Basically, we thought we probably shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
But when I let the door shut back again, I looked, and then, like, lights were turning off and on in the building. And I thought this, like, you know, Larkin and Neil were walking around, you know, turning lights on and turning them off because they were looking in the rooms. But I told them later, I was like, I saw you guys turning the lights off and on while we were walking,
like,
around.
We were like, there was only one room that had electricity.
But
I definitely saw lights going off and
when
on.
When I went back the next day to look through your wallet, it was creepy.
I lost my wallet on the way there and in there. And it was funny because whoever took my wallet, whether it be a ghost or human, took everything except the essential things. Like, they left my debit card, my membership to the local 506, my AAA card, my prescription card, my ID. Like, they left everything that's important, but just the wallet was gone. So
also,
that was a little weird.
His stuff was scattered in, like, a neat little line by
In a perfect line.
Where we hadn't been.
Yeah, where we hadn't walked. But we stole a couple of wheelchairs from there. I actually have one in my house. I had to get rid of one of them because I got a really fucking bad vibe off of it, so I threw it into the woods.
I stole, like, six.
Yeah, we tried to pack, like, 6 wheelchairs into Larkin's car.
I just gave 2 to Isaac and Knox.
Nice.
So
I'm sure they'll like it.
They're thrilled.
I'm sure. But yeah, so that was pretty crazy. So I think we should finish up by talking about phobias. And I can list mine pretty quick.
Go for it.
I'm really fucking scared of tornadoes. I'm absolutely frightened by them.
Bears.
Bears are probably
godless killing machines.
They're my number one. And when
like
Norris. I've always been scared of bears ever since I was a little kid. And then Stephen Colbert came out with the Colbert Report. And, like, he started talking about how he hated bears. And I was like, oh my god, finally, a soul connection. Like, I'm so afraid of bears. And especially, I think my biggest fear is if bears got superpowers. Like, imagine a bear that could fly. Like, it would just land in the middle of the city and just maul every motherfucker around.
What about a bear with wings and talons?
Well, that's 10 times worse.
What if a bear had wings and a unicorn horn?
He would use that horn to impale you on.
No.
Bears are horrible. But, you guys, what are your phobias?
I have a bear story. One time my family was vacationing in Tennessee again, in the mountains, and they had told us, like, where we were staying, that sometimes, like, the bears like to come from the woods and play around the pool at that hotel.
Oh, I love this story.
And we were like, well, that's weird, you know, whatever. So, like, that night, all of a sudden, like, we would hear all these people start screaming and, like, running around, and we're like, what is it? And my default, I grabbed my camcorder. And so, like,
I have to interrupt real quick. It just turned, like, past 12, so
happy 666!
Happy 666. Woo! It's Satan's hour, y'all. He's out on the prowl, so watch yourselves. Check your wallets and your shoes and all that.
But, yeah, so then these bears were outside, and people were running all around, and I got my camera out, and we had just heard about, like one of my mom's friend's kids was just mauled by a bear on a vacation trip. So he had, like, and then I saw this kid later, and, like, he had this, like, bear claw scratch across his chest where the bear, like, mauled him.
Oh, Jesus.
So my mom was like, you know, if you come into a bear, come, like, face to face with a bear, just kind of turn around and walk away slowly.
Well, you don't want to come into a bear, because that would be bestiality.
Well, right. So I'm, like, upstairs videotaping the bears, and because, like, the one bear would jump in and start swimming in the pool, and the other bear, like, came and was, like, going through the trash. And then there was, like, the mama bear or something, like, walking around. And then my mom heard the commotion. I was upstairs, and I videotaped, like, my mom walking out of her room. And then all of a sudden, like, she comes around the corner, and a bear comes around the corner, and they face each other. Both got scared and turned and walked away.
So, like, that's kind of a, like, fucking comedy. Like, that's
so I have
great.
This on camera, like, somewhere.
That's the shit.
But,
we might have, if we can find that, we need to put that on the video cast, man.
I don't know, it might have been taped over at this
point. Oh, man. But, yeah. I guess fierce. we should
things,
probably
well, things
we
I'm afraid of.
We did though.
But no, Daniel and I didn't. You did.
Daniel did. Didn't
well, no.
Okay. Well, do we have time?
I don't. What am I afraid of?
It's actually. A 666 special. We can run over.
Okay. Daniel, you got.
I don't know. I don't really have that many fears. Like I get randomly creeped out. Like I'm always afraid of the man behind a tree. Like that still freaks me out. Like at nighttime, I'm always assuming there's a human. Humans scare me more than anything else.
And oh, that's because humans are serial killers, and serial killers are the scariest things ever.
I'm just always,
that's my biggest phobia, folks.
I'm always afraid there's just someone hiding behind a tree. Like I don't know. Like that's my thing. Go ahead.
Okay, I don't want to talk about my fears, but I do want to talk about Satan. Because I don't believe in him, but I think that as an archetype, he's probably the coolest thing ever, and hell is like 24/7 party all the time.
Well, who do you think is going to be in hell? Sinatra, Elvis,
yeah, like
fucking
me, and
all of the dead boys, the misfits.
He advocates lust and sin, and God just tries to bring humanity down. And also, Satan thought that women should have knowledge, and he convinced Eve to take it. And
so, who's the snake, y'all?
Satan is freaking awesome. Dark Lord, if you exist. I know you don't, because I've tried to sell my soul to you before when I was like 11. But, like, if you exist, rock on. I love you.
I think we should end with that, really. Like, right. Rock on, the Dark Lord.
So, happy 6-6 of the 06.
Yeah. And, again, on Devil's Night, y'all, this has been Neilium P. Hirschberger. Hail Satan.
And this is Billy Delish.
And
Larkin.
Larkin. All right, y'all. Have a great Devil's Night. Celebrate. Have some fun. And
pour one out for us.
Yeah, pour one out for all the devil and his homies, man.
Peace.
Peace and not peace. Arr!